Hello, friends. We thank God that you are listening to the Words of Life program. We are presented each week in order to tell you and others about Jesus the Christ. Our sponsorship includes Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. When Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he told those believers in chapter 2, verses 14 through 16 to shine like stars. Since Brother Johnson always uses scripture phrases in his announced topics, he will tell us today to shine like stars as we listen to him. We now praise our Lord with song.
Thank you.
Holy Father, as we complete this calendar year, we can look back with thanksgiving for all of your blessings. You are truly God of all time. All praise is yours. Our listeners need your blessings for health, peace, and a right relationship with you. And as we ask for your help, we also help us to make your love known in this broadcast today. We seek your help for those who are upholding your name throughout the world in ministries. Bless their effectiveness and protect each of your servants. And Lord, when Jesus returns, help us to be ready to meet him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Brother David Johnson will now present Shine Like Stars.
It's wonderful to be together again as we consider the Word of God, apply it to our lives, and share its truths with others. The title for the lesson is Shine Like Stars. And the text is in the New Testament, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Please listen to the Word of God. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the Word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. This is the Word of God. At some point in most of our lives, we usually want to be stars. Stardom. Star athletes. Star students. Stars at something. Aspiring someday, for example, to be rich and famous, or at least rich, at least successful and happy in something significant in our lives. However, when reality sinks in, we settle. Instead of being a stunning star We hope at least for a fleeting flash, as perhaps a shooting star, for something in our lives. You and I know often our thinking as we approach a new year is, I commit to do better. I want to be a better person. Then it goes to, I'll try to do better. And then, I hope to do better. And finally, to what I was going to do better, we will gasp, oh, just forget it. That's a shrinking, shot down star. When it comes to spiritual stardom, we sometimes get complacent, self-satisfied, even to a fault, and really think, I'll commit to my very best on the 32nd day of the 13th month, on the 8th day of the week, next leap year, maybe. Did you know the month of January is named after the Roman god Janus, who was pictured as a man with two faces, one looking forward and the other looking backward? Coming of a new year, conveniently, is a time to consider our past while contemplating our future. Surely, as Christians, improvement is better than indifference. Certainly, we do not want to be two-faced. Didn't you know that God wants His saints to be like stars? Really? Well, listen again to Philippians chapter 2 and verses 14 and 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. The significant majority in America today have a comfortable standard of living. For most, our closets, our attics and basements are overbulging with stuff. Yet we often also tend to be the most discontented people on earth, especially as Christians. We should commit to less complaining and more contentment, more saintly living, and less about accumulating stuff. We should be ever so thankful to be Christians and Americans, and shine like stars in both. As Christians, we also should realize that chronic complaining and discontentment ultimately amounts to dissatisfaction, even with God's will, His working, and circumstances that He at least allows into our lives. Also, constant complaining or arguing, certainly discontentment, greatly tarnishes our Christian witness to non-Christians, to the dark world around us. Instead, as heaven's stars, we should radiate godly character. As Paul learned and wrote in the Philippian letter, the same letter, epistle, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. That is the secret, and it's through godly living that the presence and power of God in us, the indwelling Holy Spirit, is manifested to God's glory, that we can do everything in God's will, according to Him who gives us strength. And as God strengthens us through the treachery, the troubles, the complications of this life, both physical and spiritual, economical, in every way. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15 says in part, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. This indicates the why we as Christians should have a more positive, godly attitude instead of complaining or arguing, a negative attitude. First note the words may become. As with practically everything really beneficial, it takes time with our effort, with our diligence to work through, to be better, to have a better lifestyle, have a better mindset, to be more godly. Of course, this does require commitment on our part, not half-hearted resolution, not to commit in January and quit in February, but instead of just a simple resolution, to recognize that sometimes we need a revolution of heart, allowing God to work in us as we surrender and yield to the indwelling Holy Spirit and can evidence more fruit of the Spirit, to have a more loving attitude, to have more joy and goodness and kindness and all the way to self-control. We can grow in these areas, grow more fruit of the Spirit, and exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit, gift or gifts, because every single born-again, baptized believer has at least one spiritual gift sovereignly given by God above and beyond our physical talents to His glory, which we need to exhibit and exercise in this dark world. If we need motivation, we should ask ourselves, does not Jesus deserve our best effort? The answer should be obvious. Absolutely. And blameless, pure, without fault does not mean perfection in this life, as that is impossible. But it does mean meaningful progress in godliness. And God knows if we're trying. We sometimes give up too easily. We think we cannot conquer certain defects and faults and failures. Yet the Scripture says that we can be more than conquerors with God. We need to pursue, chase after the character of Christ, and of course obey His teachings, all of the commandments of God regarding moral and ethical issues in the Scriptures. And of course, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit to help us, to guide us, to teach us, to train us, to direct us, to even help us in praying in God's holy and perfect will accurately as we petition Him in our needs, especially to help us to be God's people as He would desire, pleasing and bringing glory to Him, to be lights in this dark world. If we, in fact, do mature and conform more to the character of Christ in a glowing fashion, then we will shine like stars in the universe. So how exactly do we shine like stars as God intends? Well, for example, Jesus stated regarding believers in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, it says in part, "You are the light of the world." And then in verse 16, it says in part, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." So, with godliness in character and in good deeds, we can be spiritual luminaries, light in this dark world. This analogy of shining like stars is not a new concept in Scripture. In the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, chapter 12, and verse 3, it says, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And therefore, when we are Christ's ambassadors, now in the church age, when we are His witnesses, His instruments, His body on earth, we can shine like stars, God's stars, heaven's stars, spiritual luminaries. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 16 says, "As you hold out the word of life," Jesus is the living word. The scriptures, the Bible, is the word of life that reveals the word of eternal life, the salvation plan by the grace of God through faith as we receive Jesus now in the church age through obedient faith and share Jesus with others as we become Christians, to share the saving gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection out from amongst the dead. So as we place the spotlight on Jesus, the Word of life eternal, as we are lights to the lost, showing the way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, life eternal. And as Jesus said, "I am the way. No one comes to the Father except by me." There is no other way. Jesus Christ is not the best way. He is exclusively the only way to eternal life, to salvation, to heaven. And we need to be Christ's ambassadors to share the good news of eternal life in Christ Jesus. To shine like stars is our God-given destiny upon glorification. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 43, it says in part, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun," S-U-N, "in the kingdom of their Father." The sun, S-U-N, is a star. It's Earth's star, closest star. Being saints, sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and every born-again Christian is a saint, not by Rome, but by the Redeemer. So being saints is stardom. We are stars. We're heaven's stars. Automatically, in Christ Jesus, we are sons and daughters of God. That's stardom. We should not wait. We, as maturing Christians, need to shine like the stars now, during our ongoing sanctification, only made possible by God in us through our justification. And therefore, we are God's stars. We may not be stars of the world, but we're stars of the kingdom. Stars show up on dark, clear nights. Of course, these stars burn brightly all the time. However, we can only see them at night when darkness is all around. In this world, spiritual darkness is all around. In order to get us to shine God's light, God often allows situations and opportunities for us to shine His light. God's light is radiated by His sons and daughters as we worship in spirit and in truth, as we have godly character and deeds, and sharing Jesus with others. All of these and more, we can shine as heaven's stars. Unbelievers can see God in us only and especially when we shine. How can we refuse our Father in heaven? We can shine like stars.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in Him my
we have again been blessed by hearing the Word of God. Words of Life encourages you to become a born-again believer, following Jesus always, following His ways. We pray that you will be blessed in the new year. If we can help you in your Bible questions, or if you'd like to have a free CD of this and last week's program, please write to us. You are listening to program 1852. That's 1852. Please order it by number. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.